You know, you show me any Muhammad speaker, Final Call newspaper where you see a tricycle in it.
Yes, sir.
You can go down and show me pictures of at the University of Islam where they show you that the children did at the so-called little kindergarten and stuff and age and stuff. You don't see them with no tricycle there.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Have you?
No, sir.
Have you?
Yes, sir. In the children's pages in one of the drawings. Yes, sir.
Yes.
What, you seen a child, a real physical child?
No.
Or you seen a sketch?
Yeah, it's a sketch, sir, but it was in the Final Call, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. But you see the sketch, but have you ever seen them riding one? When you look at the sisters, when you look at the most honorable Elijah Muhammad's wives, when you look under the Bible on the stage, did they have any earrings in their ears? Did they have a stack of rings on their fingers?
No, sir.
You see, Ava Muhammad had some earrings on because she was speaking before the audience.
Yes, sir.
And she wanted to let the people know, we can do this.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But the most honorable Elijah Muhammad said, the plain Jane is what's happening.
Yes, sir.
Plain so-called Jane is what's happening.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying? They say, well, I don't want to know how come with you. One time, there was under the Elijah Muhammad, the brothers used to wear red fezzes, you know, with leather jackets and stuff, and they carried another cloth in their pocket. The most under the Elijah Muhammad said, a lot of the young children out there say, well, I want to wear a red fez. They didn't know that those fezzes represent certain degrees of knowledge.
Yes, yes, sir.
So they was crying because they was like a little baby wanting to put on a fez, too.
Yes,
so
sir.
The most under the Elijah Muhammad said, well, we'll just quit wearing the fezzes, and I'll just wear my fez.
Yes, sir.
They said, yeah, because the little children really don't understand because the believers was always greater.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So the most honorable Elijah Muhammad said, if you read the book on the theology of time, yes. You read where the most honorable, when a brother was talking, when a brother who was writing the theology of time was telling the most honorable Elijah Muhammad about another person, one of his ministers that was somewhere in New York or somewhere that had a, or somewhere around there that had some kind of a Rolls Royce and all that, or a big Mercedes or something, or in a big estate and stuff, and was living slavish. And he said that was looking on. You know, we read that in the theology of time?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, he said, so, you know, that was bad because the most honorable Elijah Muhammad prescribed for us to live bad. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad knew that brother was living like that. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad wanted that brother to live like that in order to show that we can have this if we want to. This Islam makes us qualified to have this.
That's right. Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It was just that the brother came up with the statement about, yeah, that looks bad with the brother up there with all that and other people can't afford this here. So the Muslim Benign Mama said to his thing, he said, yeah, well, we're going to let the brother know that he should get rid of that. But the Muslim Benign Mama said, he should get rid of it, but the Muslim Benign Mama said, so be it.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Because the little brother that was writing the theology of time did not understand those degrees of knowledge.
Yes, sir.
So just like the Muslim Benign Mama gave some brothers their names. And some brothers, he didn't get a name, and some brothers was all used to be griping and said, I want a holy name. And I feel the Muslim of Elijah Muhammad said, these brothers earned them names, and I gave those names to them for a particular reason.
Yes, sir.
But I'm leaving that job when they really get their own names. I'm leaving that for Allah God, the President of Master Brother, Elijah Muhammad, is mentioned the Muslim of Elijah Muhammad when he comes, or Master of Allah God when he comes.
Yes, sir.
Understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Some of them went and bought holy names.
Yes, sir.
Some of them went and just chose holy names. The Muslim of Elijah Muhammad said, do not have that charge with you when he was telling you, talking to the believers, but he was telling the other ones out there, well, if you just want to do anything, just get any kind of Muslim name.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But he told his believers, don't be caught trying to choose a name.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So therefore, the little ones always come, but you got to find out like this here too. When you read, you'll find out that the answers, some of the answers that at one particular time used to always be granted because they say, well, I always want, so how come we always doing this here and we don't get no benefits from it?
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
so that means there's come a time where that's going to come into effect.
Yes, sir.
All praise due to Allah God and the President, because Master Matters have to fulfill itself. See, Allah God and the President, Master Wallace Islam Muhammad is blessed. When you entirely submit to Allah God and the President, Master Wallace Islam Muhammad is blessed, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you do not question what he do.
That's right, yes, sir.
I want you to have something. If he say, I want you to have a tricycle, then he will tell you. But a lot of people don't know that a tricycle is just a scientific thing that would cause your child, a female child, to become freaky.
Yes, sir.
You see the little part that comes out on the bicycle seat there that looks like a thumb sticking out?
Yes, sir.
The little female child put her legs down on the ground and try to ride. Venus hard for her to ride because he wants to bring her conscious mind to that point down between her legs.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about truth.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
One reason that they tried to put a side saddle to teach the Caucasian woman to ride side saddle, don't span your legs over the horse's saddle because you can't help but climax.
Yes, sir.
Dry sex.
Yes, sir.
What she did, they told her to ride side saddle on the horse. What they did
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's the way it is. It would be in the Holy Land.
Yes, sir.
You understand that? You don't see no pictures. You don't even see no tricycle manufacturing company in the Holy Land.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about truth.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
See, the reason bicycles are used for transportation over in China and stuff.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying? And if you look hard, you'll see that the seat is shaped a little different.
Yes, sir.
But I'm just talking about, so the person said, well, I want a tricycle. I want to get a tricycle for my children. I want to get out. Hey, we don't care what you want. We're not all God. The person that's what I see for our mother is better than what I remember. What he wants you to have, he's going to give you.
Yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah, God, and the person, the master, what is he for Allah, and the spirit, for the message. So it's just like if you're laying around the house there, let's say, I'm going to give you another hypothetical thing. If you're laying around the house, say if all of a sudden you start feeling lazy, you start feeling dirty, you start feeling like you're grimy, and you're bubbling your stomach, it's bubbling, you're really uncomfortable, that's not you.
Yes, sir.
That's the devil playing on you to make you feel like you're dirty and you're irritable, because you're exactly the way that Allah, God, and the person, the master, what is he for Allah, Muhammad, wants you. And the devil is so bold because you won't let him take you outside to take you off into that foolishness, so he tries to make you feel like you're dirty.
Yes, sir.
And you know that you're taking a bath.
Yes, sir.
And you know you're cleaning yourself. So therefore, all that dirtiness, you're just becoming, the devil is becoming bored by being stuck in that body and can't control you anymore.
Yes, sir.
That appetito mind is being hemmed off. So that appetito mind, mathematics is not, it doesn't change. So those feelings are going to come out. They're never going to make you feel, I feel disappointed with myself. I feel dirty, you know. I wasn't good. I'm fed up with it. I might as well go on back out here and do this.
Yes.
Yeah, I got him now. Huh?
Yes, sir.
It's technology. And Allah God, the person that's about to see for Allah, didn't come to change nothing. He come in order to fulfill something. So when the devil is hemmed in by Allah God, the person that's about to see for Allah, is best in the most underlying body, inside of that body, that devil is going to make you feel like you're dirty because he's dirty. That devil's mentality is dirty up in there.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying? And it's bored. And it's got to use every means at its disposal to try to get you to go back this way.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? That's why the battle of Armageddon begins within.
Yes, sir.
It's spread abroad. Any time that you've been washing and you've been taking a shower every day and different things, that you still feel dirty, know that that's not you. That's that devil's mentality inside of you.
Yes, sir.
Playing upon you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So it's not unnatural for you to feel your stomach bubbling and to feel like you're just kind of bloated a little bit. It is natural with the dietary law that you have. So why should you feel like you're not right? All praises to Allah God, the person, the master, what a thief, Allah, the first for the message, the most unabilized mother. Do you understand what I'm saying? Allah God is here, the person, the master, what a thief, Allah, the message, the most unabilized mother. To bring things out, just like this here. If you sit back and you say, well, look, I want to store up some food. What we need to do now is we need to get us a deep freezer, and then we need to buy our food in the bulk and put it there and stack up that freezer. Let me tell you something. With the training that you have now, with the little bit of willpower that you have now, if we did that, that food would disappear out the box, and do you know where the weight would be? On you.
Yes, sir.
So it's not time to have that yet.
Oh, yes, sir.
But Allah God, the person, the master, what a thief, Allah, Muhammad is talking about the bulk. He is talking about at a certain time.
Yes, sir.
Not right now. You know for yourself. I'm talking about base reality. Your mind, that devil's mentality inside of you tell you, I make you say, Allah God, the person, the master, what a thief, Allah, Muhammad is best in the most honorable life. I'm going to make that devil's mentality inside of you say, well, look, we're going to get us a deep freezer, or we're just going to get us a big room, and we're going to stack all this food in there so we'll know that we have enough to last us. But that ain't really what it's about, because you're not really weak eating up everything in the first place, and you get it stacked there, utilizing that little technology of thought from the devil's mentality, and before long, you'll be able to up all of that.
Yes, sir.
And 10 times bigger than what you are now.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Here for Allah God, the person that's about to see for Allah, he will tell you when the time is right.
Yes, sir.
To have a freezer.
Yes, sir.
With stacks up of food.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, when Allah God, the person that's about to see for Allah, the blessing of the most honorable life, Muhammad, allows me to say, I think we got to get bulk food. I am not talking about certain kind of food. I am not talking about a big bar. I'm not talking really at that particular moment.
Yes, sir.
You understand? I might all of a sudden tell you that we need, and you guys remember, I got the person that's one of these who I'm listening to the most under the leaves me in a state of limbo. I can be flexible. Why? Because I do not know everything that I've done, the President of the National Party, I'm coming at this man, President, especially the most honorable member, what level he has, the ones that I'm working, the ones that he had me working with on last year. So if one woman last night say, we need a copying machine, at the next minute I might say, no, we don't need a copy machine because the time ain't right for the copy machine, man, yet. We need this here, and we need that. I got the facts, that's why it says zigzag down.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So all praise is due to Allah, God, and the President of the National Water Keeper. I'm going to send for a message of the Most Honorable Allah. I'll tell you what we do need to do. We do need to now starting to get it established that the brother's property that they have here that's down below and the other place where they've been taking this property and they stack it up in your property down below, they need to start making arrangements and let the brothers know to make arrangements with the sisters out there and with their attorney to release all that property there, because you can't take that property with you when you get ready to go into the federal place or into any hidden university or school as a master. You've got to send it all home. So why spend that particular kind of money waiting till you get there when you can get it taken care of here and get it all out there and seal it and have it there with it at the house there when they get where they're going? Then you can send what they want out of there back to them.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
So why would you want to stack up on a whole bunch of copies to send back to look at something that you're going to have to send back anyway?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So the brother set up here and said, well, look, I'm sending this out, make a copy of this and send it back to me. For what right now?
Yes, sir.
It's not time right here.
Yes, sir.
You've got to get to the place where you can get this stuff back without having to send it back and forth. Every little penny, a penny saved is a penny earned.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You understand? When I'm out there in the prison, that's what I see for them. I'm going to bless the most on the bless me to say, because I want to make people kind of feel like a part. I said, look, we got to tighten our belt a little bit. And what I'm saying, I said, look, tell the sister, we got to tighten up a little bit. I am not really saying that they got to tighten up. I'm telling you that the Lord God in the prison, that's what I see for them. I'm going to bless the most on the black woman. It's telling me, Brother F.C. Muhammad, Master J, tighten up.
Yes, sir.
Me.
Yes, sir.
You. Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Money ain't tight with the law of God and the President of the Master Wallace for our mother is mentioned the most honorable mother. Master Wallace for our mother say tighten up for another reason.
Yes, sir.
Because the horse hasn't been trained, excuse the expression, the horse hasn't been trained yet to obey by the lead guidelines yet.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
The horse is running wild out in the bushes.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
So you say, tighten up a little bit. You understand? And so they say, but we want pictures. We want this. And we want that. How can you have all that when things ain't set yet?
Yes,
and I don't care what you want. Allah God, the President, Master Brother Chief, Allah, Muhammad, is messing with all the black mothers, Master Jay, will give you what you want when the time is right. And any of that other part that say that I think we need this here and that there, if I say put a suggestion box and put a suggestion box out there or put something out there that tells me what you think to suggest that we might need it this year, I'm just putting that out there so as a punch, as a sucker punch, for you to swing it and you put something in there and then I bring this back to you so that you will know that's what's got to go. Your want of that. Can you understand that?
Yes, sir.
It's like a boxer sitting a person up to knock them out to make you a knower of what's on the inside of you so that you know that that's not the way it goes. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So you might say, well, why put it out there? So that you will become a knower, so that we can know what's on the inside of your mind and what will be on the inside of the minds of the other people on that particular level who comes after you.
Yes, sir.
So you'll have to, so you'll know how to break the science of it down. You understand? You say, well, look, I think we can have a little bit more better if we function like this here, or if the sisters function like that. I think we can get along a lot better under these circumstances. Hey, look, the Holy Quran already tells you, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad has already put out there entire submission to the will of our God. And the person of Master Wallace, the Holy Muhammad, is not the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He said, and the world still is for you. No, you have to submit to that. Not the way you think that I think that we can function a little better if we do it. The person already done said how to do it.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It's already been said exactly what it is to be dead. Now, what else is there to add to that?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Entire submission to the will of Allah. And the person that's the one 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 that's the greatest king.
Yes, sir.
And so when you say, well, no, I think maybe if the sisters wouldn't sit right, or maybe if we sit the table right and eat this particular way, look, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Holy Quran that I already told you what to do.
Yes, sir.
Those thoughts there are foolish, frivolous thoughts. They don't even belong there.
Yes, sir.
They're the hindrance that got to get the hell out.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
The Holy Quran, the most our God and the prisoner, Master Wallace D. Farrar Muhammad, has raised Master J through the works and deeds and actions of the brothers and the sisters. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's different degrees of raising the Son of Man, or the one likened to the Son of Man. One of the main things is raising them to the eyesight and the minds of peoples. And there's 360 degrees worth of raising the Son of Man. Meanings of raising the Son of Man. Everything should be on the back eye right now until the Son of Man is being raised from here.
Yes, sir.
Not raised completely to his seat.
Yes, sir.
Not raised completely into the glory of what you want to think that it might mean. But if you study and sit down on the so-called sit down, most surely sit down on the so-called sit down, sit down on the so-called Monique, and no female who has never been in these places would never know. But in the, when you're in these places, they have a thing that says when you get out of here, it's called raising.
Yes, sir. We know. Yes, sir. No.
So you raise from out of here.
Yes, sir. That's right.
So
yes,
when we're talking about them, when you have raised the Son of Man, we're talking about from here.
Yes, sir. Without a doubt. Yes, sir.
We're talking about raised from here.
Yes, sir.
It's the main factor. That's more important than who is sitting proper.
Yes, sir.
Who is eating the proper dietary law?
Yes, sir.
Who is doing this?
Yes, sir. That's
what you've got to do is hold on. He said, hold on. Do not let no one rob you from your salvation. Hold on to the degree of where you at right now, no matter what.
Yes, sir.
Hold on until he get there to you.
Yes, sir.
That's what you're supposed to hold on to, because he said, hold on, I'm coming.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.